Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Tonight I want to share another way you can help. Witness. Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities. So carry your phone with you at all times. Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans, not just to establish a record for posterity, but to bank evidence for future prosecution.
And Democrat Speaker Hakeem Jeffries is spelling it out. ICE agents can expect to be prosecuted by Democrats if they get power again.
So every single one of these people who we see brutalizing the American people, they're going to be held accountable one way or the other. And the statute of limitations, this is for every single member of the Trump administration, is 5 years. Donald Trump will be long gone. Left 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Statute of limitations will be alive and well. And there'll be a lot of people in this country, patriotic people, determined to make sure those who broke the law with impunity during the Trump administration are held accountable.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. For those of you who listened to my first ever Battleground America podcast all those years ago, you remember what it was about. It would, I said, and I got this right, define our politics, all of it, going forward, and also the path this country would ultimately take. If they could get amnesty, they would create a Chinese-style one-party system. They were so close, their mouths were salivating. And that was before Joe Biden got elected and invited the entire world to come here. And, it turns out, get on welfare and live for free on our backs. They were so damn close, they could taste it. It's why they started doing all of the things you saw them do in the Biden regime. The censorship, the kangaroo courts, the defining, as Marxists have always done, of their enemies as domestic terrorists, and the perversion of law enforcement agencies away from fighting crime and toward fighting political disobedience. They went too far, too fast. That's the only reason Donald Trump is the president instead of in prison for 700 years or the rest of his life. They got so close. They were so confident. They already had Arctic Frost going. Their plan to put most of the leadership, the GOP ecosystem, from pollsters to strategists to even the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, under surveillance and then eventually either in prison or so bankrupted from fighting the charges they'd give up and not fight anymore. They were so damn close. And the key to the kingdom to living like the Chinese Communist Party does for the next century was illegal immigrants. But then Donald Trump got elected. And now we're in a civil war. And Democrats are trying to turn it into a shooting war, using easily persuadable people like Renee Good, as they always have, as useful idiots. Emin Blair's a former Border Patrol agent. He put what they're doing this week best.
Yeah, she's just a catalyst to continue their movement to the eradication of citizenship. Look, at the end of this, this is what this war is about today. The war is about the idea and concept of what a citizen is. What a citizen is versus what a legal resident is and what an illegal alien is. And so they want to muddy those waters. That's why they're saying that this is an attack on us. They have completely destroyed that line and separation. This is an attack. Their rhetoric is an attack, a complete attack on all of us as citizens together, as well as the sovereignty of our states and nation.
Even if Democrats won't speak it, what this is about is the idea that anyone who crosses our open border has the same worth as someone whose family's lived here for 100 years. They are literally and instantly identical. We can never be separated from them, no matter what horrific thing they do. An American citizen, for instance, might go on a murder spree, but we don't kick him out to Argentina. We might put him in prison for the rest of their lives. Democrats don't want to do that either. But we don't send them away. They're always American citizens. That's why Democrats churn the most violent people on earth back out on our streets. Because to them, they are Americans because they would vote Democrat. Or maybe they already do. Which leads us to insane thing number 5. It turns out Renee Good wasn't innocent. She was an activist who spent that morning haranguing ICE agents. And it also turns out she hit that ICE agent really, really hard. I told you that from the beginning. I figured it out myself. I took the Ring video, blew it up as big as I could on the screen, slowed it way down, and you could see how hard she hit him. Well, this week we learned from CBS News, he had internal bleeding in his torso. I'm not surprised. Democrats immediately switched gears from complaining that she'd been innocent to say, well, you know, it's okay if she only hits him a little bit with her car, especially if she's mad. Here's Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and comedian Jon Stewart explaining this new concept that, by the way, does not apply to you. It only applies to liberals when they're mad. Everybody else has to follow the rules. We're not above the law, they tell us constantly, as they did when they were working hard across 5 criminal cases to put Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life. No one is above the law except
a wildly extreme overreaction to that small act of defiance.
Hitting him in the torso with her car, making his torso bleed internally, small act of defiance. I mean, look, if the ICE agent could walk away after you hit him with your car, well, I'll let Mayor Jacob Frey explain.
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
But none of these are insane thing number 5. No, it's the process that's insane. And it's becoming very clear how Democrats plan to litigate this. Call for violence, lie to the sheeple, tell them ICE is hurting people illegally, violating the Constitution. Notice they never say how. Give them the moral justification, encourage them to spill into the streets and hurt, maybe even kill ICE agents. But they realize that's not enough. You've got to create the perfect environment for that. So what do? You hold back the police so that ICE has to face the violent crowd alone. So do your constituents. Incredibly, the first night of protests, they began to do exactly that. We began to see mobs of up to 1,000 walking their way through city streets, neighborhoods, tagging things, smashing windows, setting fires. And who was directing traffic? Not a police officer in sight, Nick Sorter reported. Nope. In fact, Antifa sends their goons out in Minneapolis dressed in bright yellow or orange, and they direct traffic, and they like it that way in Minneapolis. An incredible directive was captured in a screenshot to Hennepin County deputies telling them the crowd is at 708 South 3rd Street. All squads stay out of the area. Crowd going westbound, crossing Portland Street. So they're telling them where the crowd is, giving them updates. This is coming from the police command. And to avoid the area. Why? To ensure maximum violence. Maybe, hopefully, even a death of an ICE agent. The pattern continued on Wednesday as two illegal immigrants ambushed an ICE agent, arresting a third illegal immigrant, attempting to beat him to death with a snow shovel. Why? Because they can. It's Minneapolis.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Which brings us to insane thing number five. Once again, as the crowd surged forward after that, agent was forced to shoot one of those three illegals. The enraged, always on call, 24/7, must be highly paid. Liberal agitators surged forward, began to riot, got a tow cord and attached it to the mobile weapons lockers that the feds bring with them. Maybe they won't be doing that anymore to try to fight off the liberal mob. They pulled it clean out of the vehicle, stealing right there on camera guns and other defensive weapons that the feds had on them. And how were they able to do this completely unmolested? The crowd overwhelmed the border agents. And when they called for backup from the police didn't come. You know why? This is all coordinated. Now, imagine having the kind of power I'm about to describe for you. You commit some kind of major crime that, you know, could put you in prison for a few years, but you're so powerful that you can call up the prosecutor's office and ask an entire team of prosecutors to quit rather than prosecute you. That's exactly how much control the left, we learned this week, has, still has, over the DOJ. When Pam Bondi ordered federal prosecutors to investigate the group that trained Renee Good, setting all of this off, and we know a lot about how they do training because we have their training materials. They're trained to ram agents' cars with their own. They're trained on how to get in between an ICE agent and someone he's arresting, maybe even free the person from a car in order to set them free. In other words, a criminal conspiracy, a classic criminal conspiracy, the kind of criminal conspiracy that the Department of Justice and the FBI took great glee in prosecuting January 6 protesters for, who never even went close to this far. Well, after they were ordered to investigate the groups that trained Rachel Good and her girlfriend, five federal prosecutors quit en masse, which pretty much tells you that the group, Ice Watch, yeah, you check the leadership, the funding out, it's going to go right back to the Democrat Party and maybe even Minneapolis government and police department. They're all working together. They're all anarchists. They're all Marxists. Insane thing number four. Trump is remaking the world in a way we've never seen in our lifetimes. And that's only going to intensify after the Senate rolled over and gave up trying to stop him. Last week, five Republicans joined Democrats on a war powers resolution. That's a test vote to see if they had the votes to take away Trump's war powers. This week, the Senate gave up as two Republicans defected and J.D. Vance voted, ultimately, to dismiss the measure. I can't help but think that the reason two Republicans reversed their votes is they didn't really understand what they were talking about beforehand. When Trump launched his Venezuela operation with zero warning to Congress, because they'd have leaked it, it sure looked on television like Trump was doing out-of-control war things. And the Democrats and some Republicans raged about those war things. He hadn't asked our permission. He didn't tell she was gonna... It turns out they did give him their permission. Yeah, in the sanctions bills that passed with the signatures of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump with large bipartisan majorities. See, in those sanctions bills, there were teeth, powers awarded the president to punish Venezuela, to punish Russia especially, and to punish Iran. That's the irony. Had the war powers bill passed, both houses, suppose with a majority big enough that Trump couldn't veto it, it wouldn't matter. Congress would have to repeal its own sanctions. These idiots are so stupid, they didn't even realize they gave Trump these powers, that all he had to do was go to court and get an order allowing him to blockade the Venezuelan ports. So he did. I think understanding that they'd already given him that power and it was part of the sanctions is a large part of the reason that some of those Republican votes flipped. As far as getting Maduro goes, well, they had a warrant for that from a grand jury, and the military was there to back them up. They're actually two separate issues, but both of them devastate Iran and China equally. China gets 70% of its oil from Russia, Venezuela, and Iran, and a lot of it ran through the Venezuelan ports. Did. Doesn't anymore. And what you saw this week with Iran was how easy it would have been all along to bring down the Iranian regime. Trump's sanctions in his last term were so crushing, they alone almost did it. Cut off Iran's ability to sell oil, Russia's ability to run it through the Venezuelan ports, and guess what? 70% of China's oil goes poof. And the Iranian economy collapses. The five-bank-strong system that held most of the wealth of Iran, of the brutal regime, on the verge of collapse. Iran not only won't make it three more years this way, they won't make it three more months. What the world is going to see in the coming weeks is Cuba collapses and the Iranian leadership hopefully falters, is that it was always easy to pull the plug on both regimes. They were paper tigers. Iran mostly propped up by large tranches of cash sent by the Democrats. $100 billion under Barack Obama and $100 billion under Joe Biden. Without it, the Iranian leadership can't repress the people enough to stay in power, which means the horrific murder of the 12,000 this week, yeah, those bodies wouldn't have been in those bags. They'd have been at home had Joe Biden not wired the Iranian regime $100 billion, had John Kerry not met with them during the last Trump term in Paris and told them to hold on. Folks, you may think what the Democrats did to us is horrific, but it's nothing compared to what they did to the people of Iran, going all the way back to Jimmy Carter. As we're going to see in the coming weeks, and look, I don't know if Trump's going to full-scale kill the Iranian mullahs or if the regime's just going to collapse. Whatever the case, had those pallets of cash not gone to them, and folks, you know where Joe Biden got the $100 billion he gave to Iran? Trump's incredibly tough sanctions had kept that money frozen. Biden simply unfroze it and kept them in power. Had it not been for that, again, those people in the body bags, the 12,000 this week, and it was heartbreaking too, on X to see, because on a lot of the bags, they would put the birth date of the person and the name. There was a lot of teenagers in those bags, 16, 15, 17. It was horrific. But this is the kind of evil Democrats facilitate, prop up in the world. I've maintained for a long time on this podcast, I truly believe we wouldn't have enemies if the Democrats weren't allied with them and helping them to build the foundations of whatever they're doing in the world bit by bit. I truly believe the axis of evil in the world. Remember that phrase came from George W. Bush? Yeah, I truly believe the axis of evil in the world is China, Iran, Russia, and the Democrat Party. Whatever the case, the most insane thing with all of this is the confusion on our side. I don't blame the Democrats for being confused. Their media lies to them. But I don't know what our excuse is. I saw so many people screaming this week online like they were Democrats. Trump stole the oil. We shouldn't be involved in foreign war. No, he didn't steal the oil. Venezuela gave it to him. Handed it over. They delivered it. And then Trump sold the first $500 million. That's a good thing for the Venezuelan people, because if Trump's selling it, they can get full market value. No, the only people who stole the oil were Chavez, who originally stole it from the two American oil companies whose property he confiscated. And then Maduro, who stole, because remember now oil is now a state good, Maduro, who stole all the oil profits from the people of Venezuela. Why do I say stole? Because he stole the election. He's not really their leader. Even the UN acknowledges, tops, he got 30% of the vote in the last election and stole it through fraud. We've been confiscating the proceeds of the oil sales, the stolen oil sales, for years. Venezuelan leaders and their families like to put it in U.S. bank accounts, or they did, or buy mansions in Florida, and we simply take them. Of course, to be fair, Venezuelans really don't have a good way of getting the oil out of Venezuela since Trump's got all of their ports blockaded with the military, so they really can't move the oil any other way, but still, it's not the Socialist Party's oil to sell. And yeah, if Trump keeps getting tranches of it and controlling the oil, it could help shore up the dollar, because that's what he's selling it for, dollars. But whatever the case, after the Senate failed to pass the War Powers Bill, well, Trump, for now, can do pretty much whatever he wants. Within the law, of course, and he's got a lot of latitude for that. As for the Venezuelans turning the oil over to him, I expect they'll turn a lot more oil over to him. In fact, I expect they'll do pretty much whatever he says without him having to put any boots on the ground. And that's because of insane thing number three, which is really my favorite story this week because I'm just so fascinated by it. Before this story broke, the media and even some Republicans were whining and complaining. How do you expect to control Venezuela long term? You're going to put boots on the ground? Everybody's going to die? Long term war? But then it quickly became obvious that the leaders of Venezuela, at least for now, we'll see what happens going forward, seem, despite a little bit of grumbling, perfectly happy to do whatever the hell Trump asked. Yeah, well, we would find out after a retweet from Trump's spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt, why that was. Technology we have that humans, at least outside the military, have never seen before. Keep in mind that Maduro was guarded by Cuban intelligence. So he'd send about 35,000 barrels for free to Cuba to prop up that nation, which, by the way, I expect to collapse any moment now. And they would trade Maduro thousands of their best intel specialists. security guards. He didn't trust his own people to guard him because he stole the election, and the oil. So he had to bring in the Cubans. Now, Cuba may be a backwards crap hole, but the Cuban intelligence is pretty famous for being pretty next level for the kind of country that they are. So these guys aren't chumps. And Maduro was in a compound behind multiple walls, guarded by 300 people. You would think you couldn't take him without taking casualties. But then they unveiled the weapons. In a jaw-dropping interview, one of the Venezuelan guards who was there described how American forces wiped out hundreds of fighters without losing a single soldier, using technology unlike anything they'd ever seen. "We were all on guard," he said. "But suddenly all our radar systems went down without any explanation. The next thing we saw was drones, a lot of drones, flying over our positions." He said, "We didn't know how to react." Now, at this point, you probably know you're being invaded, right? And you expect what America's known for, shock and awe. But that's when things got weird. There was no shock and awe. Moments later, a handful, just a handful, of helicopters arrived. Barely 8 by his count, deploying what he estimated were just 20 troops to the area. Those men, he said, came armed with something that seemed almost like superpowers. They were technologically very advanced. They didn't look anything like we've ever fought before. What ensued, he said, was not a battle, but a slaughter. We were hundreds, but we had no chance. They were shooting with such precision and speed, it felt like each soldier was firing 300 rounds per minute. And it seemed none of them were missing their targets. Then came the weapon that still haunts him. At one point, they launched something. I don't know how to describe it, he said. It was like a very intense sound wave. Suddenly, I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. The effects were immediate, he said, and horrific. We all started bleeding from the nose. Some were vomiting blood. We fell to the ground. We couldn't move. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon or whatever it was. The White House didn't immediately respond to a question regarding Caroline Leavitt's sharing of his post, of his account, which she simply captioned, "Stop what you're doing and read this," which seemed to indicate the administration was verifying the veracity of the eyewitness account. Quote, "Those 20 men, without a single casualty, killed hundreds of us," unquote, he claimed. "We had no way to compete with their technology, with their weapons. I swear, I've never seen anything like it." The New York Post writes, "The military's had directed energy weapons, which neutralize targets using focused energy like microwaves or laser beams, for years. But this could be the first time it's been used in combat by the U.S., or at least openly used in combat," an ex-intelligence source told the Post. And long term, starting in Trump's first term, there's been reporting that he, though he certainly should be able to know about all of the military's weapons, had been unable to kind of punch through the black wall and get knowledge of those weapons. Been kind of a long-term quest of his, but that now he seems to have been able to figure out at least some of what's actually in the arsenal and use it. See, this is what makes this all so interesting, folks, because before, I think part of the reason for even keeping these weapons in the arsenal wasn't just to keep them secret, but because so much money was made in Washington, knocking over countries and then nation building. So many contractors, we did what? $6 trillion between Iran and Afghanistan. If it were known, if it were understood how easily we could actually go in, accomplish our goal, hit the target and get out, well, a major source of funding for politicians would drive up. I mean, like, I can't even tell you what they were making in Iraq on the medevac. Medevacing people. You need people to get injured so you can evacuate them. You need rat lines to bring in the food. You need guards to guard the rat lines. Billions are made that way by military contractors, and the money cycles back into political campaigns. Trump seems determined to change the footprint of war, but not the impact of it. In fact, if you notice what he's doing, he's ramping it up, but without the forever wars. Once the story of the sonic weapon or directed energy weapon or whatever it was got out, if you notice the media...
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Drop that line of questioning. The one about how Trump intended to control Venezuela. Now the whole world's waiting to see what we'll do with it in other countries. Insane thing number two. After a bipartisan vote, the Republican-controlled House issued subpoenas to Bill and Hillary Clinton in the Epstein matter. And they both gaffed them off this week. Now, if Trump had somehow been subpoenaed to appear before Congress and gaffed it off, the left and the media would have lost their damn minds. This wasn't covered much. But that's not the insane part. I'll tell you the insane part in a minute. But first, here's why Congress wanted to hear from Bill and Hillary Clinton. And they had some pretty good reasons.
The Clintons aren't going to be able to argue that this is a partisan witch hunt, which is, I think, what they said in the letter to me. The Democrats wanted the Clintons to come in, too. Remember, Bill Clinton allowed Jeffrey Epstein to come to the White House 17 times while he was president. Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 27 times post-presidency. And Jeffrey Epstein, in numerous correspondence, said that he helped Hillary Clinton set up the Clinton Foundation and help get seed money for the Clinton Foundation. So they know a lot about Epstein. The American people have questions. Congress in both parties, we have questions about Epstein and who enabled him and how he made so much money. And the Clintons are people of interest at the top of the list. So we worked with them for 5 months to try to bring him in. They acted like they were coming in. And of course, then they go full nuclear on me and say they're not coming in and, you know, try to tie it into what's going on in Minneapolis with which has nothing to do with
what's crazy is Trump this week went to Detroit And he got called a pedo by an employee of an auto manufacturer, turned and flipped the guy off. And that story and all the fallout from it made the top 10 pretty much continuously ever since it happened. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton defying that subpoena, no showing the Epstein hearing, hasn't cracked the top 10. I don't know if the American people know what's going on, but that's not the insane part. By the way, that also shows you the mainstream media doesn't give a damn about the actual victims of Epstein, only tying Trump to it. But what is the insane part is the bet that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are making here, because they're probably right about it. They're betting that the DC court system is so gone, is such a kangaroo court, is such a post-American, useless, Marxist, unrecognizable legal construct that when Pam Bondi tries to indict them before a grand jury, and she's going to, Congress already referred it to her, unlike Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, who were both indicted for defying Congress, and both, by the way, did time in federal prison, what they're betting is because the jury pool in D.C. is 91% Democrat, that no jury will indict them. Now, if you've ever paid attention to court or you're a lawyer, I covered court for a long time. Almost nobody gets out of an indictment. You need very little evidence for a prosecutor to get one. But I keep covering on this podcast how increasingly stuff before would have been a slam dunk is in the kangaroo courts, where partisanship matters and criminality almost not at all. Democrats increasingly seem Teflon, unindictable. And that's what Bill and Hillary Clinton are counting on. Shoot, we had a woman a couple months ago who not only planned to assassinate Trump, wrote in her messages online that she intended to assassinate Trump. She'd actually made travel plans to do it. And the jury, they were cool with that. They couldn't even get an indictment in D.C. The list like that is long. I'm not going to recap it here, but I'm willing to bet, and this is the legal advice I would have given them, odds are pretty good just being a Democrat in D.C. You're not getting indicted. You don't actually have to answer a congressional subpoena. Now, folks, think about what this will mean and the signal it will send. It'll mean things are going to get a lot worse in this country. Why? Because the D.C. courts cover Congress. They also cover most, not all, but most of the bureaucracy. So if someone is perceived to be Democrat, it will become increasingly dubious whether they can be prosecuted for their crimes if they occur in the swamp. Because I'm telling you, that's exactly the bet that Bill and Hillary are making. They know they're going to get referred for prosecution. The implications here, if you think about it, and I've been worried about this for a while, are kind of terrifying. It means Democrats, intelligence agencies, all kinds of bureaucracies, if tied in, or there's an obvious tie-in with the Democrat Party, are unindictable. I'm not saying Democrats could, you know, kill someone or something, but I think they could get away with a whole lot. Like the kind of crimes you would do, say, if you're illegally surveilling Republicans or trying to frame Republicans for crimes while committing crimes yourself, stuff like that, evidence tampering. And here's the problem, folks. If you see Bill and Hillary get away with this, fail to be indicted, at a minimum, what it means is Democrats no longer have to comply with congressional subpoenas, period. But it'll be a signal to, as if Democrats even needed more of one. I mean, Katie, bar the door. Do whatever you want, as long as it's in D.C. Any kind of almost paper crime, I think they're going to be able to get away with at this point. And given how crime-prone Democrats already are, that's terrifying. Folks, literally, we could be at the point where we have to move Congress to another judicial district, where the jury pool is not 91% Democrat. That's the rate at which they voted for Kamala Harris. Finally, insane thing number one. Remember when Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court Justice, appointed by Joe Biden, unfortunately, was asked during a confirmation hearing, what is a woman? And she gave the only answer you're allowed to give in Democrat culture. that she did not know. She could not know. She was not a biologist. It was impossible to know. Well, you think she would recuse herself from the case that was heard this week because she doesn't know. It was a critical case, basically whether women were going to be allowed to have women's sports or they'd have to check with the man first to see if he wanted their position on the team. They'd have to do whatever the man says. If the man wants the position being stronger and bigger, well, then he would have it because those are the new operating rules of misogyny in the Democrat Party. Well, the most hilarious exchange this week, and I was hoping somebody would do this, Judge Alito asks the LGBTQ plus ACLU attorney to define what a woman is, because she clearly can't. I mean, she's suing to get her male client on the woman's sports team. So you must be able to identify that A, a woman is a woman, B, a woman is different than a man, and C, that in fact is a woman's sports team. Listen to how, so in other words, that shows folks, Democrats can do that. They can identify women in groups when they're looking to undermine some aspect of society. This exchange said it all. Oh, the irony.
What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
We do not have a definition for the court. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
I'll save you the next 3 minutes. She couldn't. Because the truth is, she knows exactly what a girl is, and she knows exactly what a boy is.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.